A Reflection on Easter by Nathan D. Mitchell from the booklet entitled Daybreaks, Daily Reflections for Lent and Easter. A question, not an answer. You awake abruptly in dim pre-dawn light. Were you dreaming? Was it something you heard? A tree branch hitting the aluminum siding? Sleet hammering on the roof? A rattling car with a worn-out muffler? Your four-year-old's footsteps paddling down the corridor? A dog's yelp, a cat's yeow, someone coughing, the almost subliminal sight of a human shadow. Whatever it was, it's left you feeling eerie and uncomfortable, your heart knocking inside your chest cavity, your mind racing with questions. If you've ever had such an experience, you know something about the way the first Christians reacted to Easter. Nowhere does the New Testament describe the event of Jesus' rising from the dead. What we find instead are accounts of doubt and confusion, reports of sudden recognitions, disappearances, and changes of heart, stories about what happened to people who witnessed Easter's aftermath. Mary Magdalene meets a stranger in a garden and doesn't recognize him until he calls her by name. Two disciples trudging toward Emmaus meet a stranger who joins them for dinner, breaks bread, and, the moment they recognize him, promptly disappears. Easter isn't a riddle resolved. It's a question posed. The answer is you, me, and anyone else willing to assume the cost of discipleship, willing to believe, against all odds, that suffering and death are not the final word about who we are or what we will be. The final word is gospel, the gospel that becomes your body, your heart, your feet, your hope turning back the world's despair, your joy beating back the world's sorrow. This meditation by author Nathan D. Mitchell was recorded with permission of LaGlory Publications. It is from a booklet entitled Daybreaks, Daily Reflections for Lent and Easter. For more information or to order this booklet, please telephone LaGlory Publications at their toll-free number, 800-325-9521, or visit the LaGlory Publications website at www.laglory.org. This recording is copyright 2010 by LaGlory Publications and is presented by the Catholic Health Association of the United States.